It's another world news. Edward Snowden, the NSA contractor who took a treasure trove of the agency's secrets and leaked them to the world. He isn't a journalist, but he is a journalist's dream source, which is why today in news we're breaking right now on the lead, the Freedom of the Press Foundation is announcing that Snowden is joining its board of directors. Daniel Ellsberg is a co-founder of the Freedom of the Press Foundation. You'll, of course, remember him as the former U.S. military analyst who gave the infamous Pentagon Papers to the New York Times back in 1971. Mr. Ellsberg, thanks so much for being here. Why has the organization decided to add Snowden to the board of directors, even though he's not actually a journalist?
Well, I'm not a journalist either. In fact, I'm a source, actually of exactly the same sort that Edward Snowden has been. And he represents the values, I think, of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, pressfreedomfoundation.org, which are that investigative journalism is essential to the First Amendment, freedom of the press, and of speech. You can't have investigative journalism in the foreign policy or defense, so-called defense area, without, put it very bluntly, leaks of classified information, because the secrecy system and the classification system have been so abused always that the information that the public needs to know to be the sovereign public and to have an influence on these policies is routinely classified, no matter what abuses that conceals. So he has acted, he's put his own life on the line, I would say. We admire him. I admire him personally very much. He's a hero of mine. And we're very proud, actually, to have him join us on the board, which also includes, by the way, journalists Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald, who have been the channel into journalism for the revelations he's made, which in turn have led to about half a dozen legislative proposals for reining in the NSA. And I think he's been a very valuable citizen.